to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Radio and Space Services, the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that there is continuing very low solar activity. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has been dropping to as low as 80, that's 80, and the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 20. And those figures are expected to remain pretty much the same in the immediate future. That just means that high frequency propagation over long distances, that's long haul multi-hop paths, on frequencies above about 12 megahertz, on darkness or semi-darkness routes will continue to be unsatisfactory. And those sort of conditions will continue, it is expected, understood, right through until the end of the current solar cycle, which is solar cycle 24, and that's not expected to finish until mid-2017. In the meantime, the big news on shortwave this time is about the closure of Radio Australia's long-running shortwave service, that's Radio Australia. I'd like to present to you a news report sent out by the ABC recently, which contains all necessary information. It says, and I quote, "The ABC will end its shortwave transmission service in the Northern Territory and to its international audiences from January 31, 2017. The move is in line with the National Broadcaster's commitment to dispense with outdated technology and to expand its digital content offerings, including digital audio broadcast, digital radio, online and mobile services, together with FM services for international audiences. The majority of ABC audiences in the Northern Territory currently access AB services via AM and FM, and all ABC radio and digital radio services are available on the VAST satellite service. ABC International Shortwave Service is currently broadcast to Papua New Guinea and the Pacific. Savings realised through decommissioning this service will be reinvested in a more robust FM transmitter network and an expanded content offering for the region that will include English and in-language audio content." Michael Mason, ABC's Director of Radio, said, "While shortwave technology has served audiences well for many decades, it's now nearly a century old and serves a very limited audience. The ABC is seeking efficiencies and will instead service this audience through modern technology. The ABC, working alongside Special Broadcasting Service, is planning to extend its digital radio services in Darwin and Hobart and to make permanent its current digital radio trial in Canberra. Extending digital audio broadcasting into the nation's eight capital cities would ensure ABC digital radio services can reach an additional 700,000 people, increasing the overall reach of ABC digital radio to 60% of the Australian population. ABC radio is also investigating transmission improvements to address perception gaps in the existing five digital audio broadcasting markets. It aims to ensure a resilient DAB service in every capital city with enhanced bit rates and infill where necessary. Extending our DAB offer will allow audiences in every capital city in Australia equal access to our digital radio offering, as well as representing an ongoing broadcast cost-saving owing to tower transmission costs," added Michael Mason. ABC International's Chief Executive Officer Lindley Marshall said the reinvestment from closing international shortwave services would maximise the ABC's broadcast capabilities in the region. In considering how best to serve our Pacific regional audiences into the future, we'll move away from the legacy of shortwave radio distribution, Ms. Marshall said. An ever-growing number of people in the region now have access to mobile phones with FM receivers, and the ABC will redirect funds towards an extended content offering and a robust FM distribution network to better serve audiences into the future. Once international shortwave ceases transmission, international listeners can continue to access ABC International services via a web stream, in-country FM transmitters, the Australia Plus Expatriates application in both iOS and Android, and partner websites and other applications. So that's the story from a news release released by the ABC recently concerning the impending closure of all of the ABC's shortwave radio transmissions on January 31. That, of course, consists of the ABC Northern Territory shortwave service and the long-running Radio Australia services from Shepparton. That includes the broadcast to Papua New Guinea in Tokpisin and to the Pacific Islands in French. So Radio Australia will cease to exist at the end of January. Some information now concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne recently. Good reception in our morning period, just after local sunrise. Some radio made between 1900 and 1930 in the 6 and 7 megahertz bands. On 5925, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran from Tehran in Albanian. 5945, the voice of Turkey in German. 6010, China Radio International from Urumqi in Romanian. 6135, another frequency for Iran in French. 6005, the voice of Hope, a political station broadcasting from an unidentified transmitter site in Korea, broadcasting in the Korean language for Asia. And in the 41-metre band, 7235, Ibra Media, the religious broadcasting organisation, using the Wolferton UK transmitting site, broadcast into Africa in the Fulfunde language. 7305, Iran, again in Albanian. 7335, China Radio International from Jinhua in Portuguese. 7365, China Radio International from Beijing in Portuguese. And 7435, yet another service from China Radio International in Hungarian from Xi'an. So some interesting reception there, noted here in Melbourne recently as we move into our summer period. And those notes were made between 1900 and 1930, the 49 and 41 metre bands. The Danish Shortwave Clubs International has announced its closure from the end of December 2016. The station had its final annual general meeting recently, and expressions of regret have been received from the Radio DXing Monterey community worldwide concerning the organisation's unwillingness to continue beyond the end of this year. Reasons cited were the advancing age of many of the administrators who are into their 80s and 90s, declining interest in shortwave broadcasting itself, and reduced interest by members of the organisation and the lack of growth from younger
persons or the lack of entry into the organisation by younger persons. The Danish Club will be long remembered for its excellent contribution to the worldwide shortwave monitoring movement on medium wave and shortwave as well over many years. And we wish the present administrators all the best in their future endeavours, whether it be in radio or other activities. So the end of the Danish Shortwave Club International is imminent, and we're sad and sorry to see it leave.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Yeah.